This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 1. A new mind. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Whenever I, as a Canadian, drive my car into the United States, I need to convert miles per hour into kilometers per hour, and gallons of gasoline into liters, and vice versa. As a result, my mind is constantly converting at every speed limit sign and fuel stop, so I understand correctly. In today's passage, the Apostle Paul reflects on what Christ has done for us, and he calls us to complete transformation, a total conversion to a new way of life. This isn't limited to, but certainly includes, the renewing of our minds. Recently, I came across the phrase, the conversion of our imaginations. I think that expresses a real need for us to become like God in true righteousness and holiness. Throughout this month of October, we'll be looking at references in the Bible to everyday items all around us. For example, snow isn't only a white blanket that covers the landscape in cold weather, but it can also remind us of the purifying work of the Lord. As we apply our biblically enlightened imaginations to such things, I pray that the Holy Spirit will deepen our understanding of God, make more meaningful our faith in Jesus, and clarify our calling and task in the Lord's church and kingdom. Pray with me. Lord, as we meditate on your word and reflect on ordinary things in life, make us new in the attitude of our minds. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.